markets that are still open in Tokyo and London.
Robbie, I hope you're sitting down. I know you've been all around the world and you've seen this before, the dollar again. Get this, this is the last closing markets coming in off the down under exchanges. Gold, $925.60 an ounce. Silver's trading up an even $73 an ounce. Platinum, get this, Mike. $1,486.
Wow.
That's not Canadian money. That's not rubles. That's what we're going to call our RIC of Federal Reserve notes. Welcome. I hope you all are sitting, and I hope this finds you well, because tomorrow morning, it's not going to look the same. Mike, I'm sitting here looking at the news wire. You know, we've got a meter, a signal meter, that tells us the strength of the signal that we're getting.
Yeah.
It's now zero.
Oh, my God.
We've got no news. We have no satellite news at all.
Yeah, they're just shutting down the communications. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? It looks like worldwide is going to have a banking holiday. There's going to be nothing open. They're going to shut down everything on this deal.
Looks like a complete censorship of all the news. Just complete blockage of the events that are taking place around the world. So the American public will just completely be kept in the dark and fed government information all day tomorrow.
Well, that's probably why the internet's off completely.
Yeah, it's dead.
I know, and now that means that no news services at all are going to be getting this story. You know, most of them aren't home. Most of them are closed and gone. Very few people are going to be picking this up. You're probably not going to hear it the rest of your night on the radio or the television. Again, I'll reiterate that the cogs that move the media services out there have called emergency meetings, and they're going to figure out exactly how they're going to introduce this catastrophe into the generally dumb public.
Hey, Eric, look outside. It looks like there's some official-looking white vans pulling up in the parking lot.
Well, they've been out there, Mike. I saw a couple of them come in over there. I don't know if they're here for the police station or what, but they're in our parking lot right now. We've got activity outside. I don't know what's going on. We'll just continue to keep you updated here.
I'll go outside and take a look and see what's going on.
All right. Don't go out.
Don't go outside. I think maybe we're all better off.
Oh, what?
Somebody is out. Somebody. Mark, that's our alarm. Somebody's in our station. Just heard is a dramatization brought to you by Viking International Trading Company. The events have not yet happened. It is not real yet.
Oh. Trick or treat
from Viking.
What a guy. We have one more chore that we haven't done. That's the Samat Kumara writing. Would you like to read it before we have cake?
Let's do.
All right.
You need it.
Where's the mic?
Ed, do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Let's hand you the mic then. I tell you, I've never seen anything like
this. It's not on the bottom.
I saw it in 29. It wasn't this bad, though.
Well,
that was just
as you, is this on?
No.
Something to add to your joy and glee.
Glee.
You notice that there's another hurricane coming up from the south, following approximately the same trail of Fran. I want all of you to realize the seriousness of what has happened with Fran. They manipulated that tornado inland and up through the Carolinas, and they expected the fallout of heavy rainfall and flooding all the way to the Great Lakes. Now, that may not sound like much, but that area of food-growing land is devastated. and it is second only to California. Every crop in that area is gone. You're close to famine. So we better hear from our Creator, Ray.
Commander, since the last time, this is maybe just for the record, but for you as editor-in-chief of the editor-in-chief, I would like to say that since the last time we read into the record the writings from the Rainbow Masters, from the teachers, the ascended teachers, we've had a writing from Serapis Bay on August 13th. We've had a writing from, let's see here, Paul the Venetian on August 20th. We've had a writing from Zoltek again saying, use that great gift of your mind on August 27th. And last week, we had a writing from Corton, which said, awakening the sleeping giant within. Now, I don't think it's practical to read all of those into the tape right now. But I just wanted to enter them on the record because some people who don't read the contact do depend on the tapes for information.
Yes, they do. And maybe we can bring them in and actually put them on the record. It is important.
A writing which I received from the receiver yesterday and worked on last night is from Sanat Kumara. And I'll read the editor's note I put at the beginning of it also, just as a way of introducing this this being to many who are not familiar with him. The following writing is by the entity who is the overseer of our solar system. He is known as Sanat Kumara and is most often associated with the energy source we perceive with our physical senses as our sun. He, along with the seven great rainbow masters and many others from the higher realms, are communicating at this time to help us get through Earth Shan's planetary transition and rebalancing. In journal number 7, called The Rainbow Masters, Sanat Kumara states, quote, I have asked to speak with you because for me it is the time of the great unveiling, and in a smaller sense, of your great graduation to another higher plane of consciousness. Almost all things upon the face of the earth will be destroyed by these things which shall come upon this beloved land. You must get prepared. Stop thy quibbling over whether or not this is truth. Get yourselves into protection. How often we look upon the earth, knowing as we look upon each small creation and creature, that there stands a God, if he would only realize it and apply his godhood. Man is terrified and he is seeking. His heart is hungrier than it has ever been because he feels the changes and sees the hopeless plight grow day by day before his eyes. Man smells his food and grows ever more hungry. This new vibration is coming forth and he becomes ever more hungry. He is remembering and he innately knows that he is filled with appetite for things of spirit in truth, not just more lies and false prophets, psychics, and card readers. The clarion call is, quote, come home, Earth. It is time for Earth to come home into her radiance, for which she has labored long and hard. It is the time of choices, for the hourglass is truly emptied, and it is in the turning over to begin anew the next segment. And with that introduction, I will read the most current message from Sanat Kumara. Be at peace, my friend. You are unfamiliar with me in your conscious experience. However, let me assure you that we know each other very well. I am Sanat Kumara. I come in the radiant light and oneness of Creator and creation. You may associate me with the radiant energy of your sun. I am a way-shower and a guide. I have walked the Christed path in times past. I have earned my position of responsibility among those who come in service to the souled beings of Earth Shan. I have responsibilities which span the entire solar system, of which the Earth is only one small part. There are many aspects of your solar system which exist in frequency realms outside the awareness of Earth human at this time. As your planet shifts upward in frequency and thus prepares herself for her journey into the fourth dimensional part of her existence, I am called upon to assist her and those whom she supports. My more immediate concern is that of the planet herself. She has endured great testings, and she shall graduate and rid herself of the negativity, or she shall be set free. Her destiny is that of radiance within the light. She has served mankind beyond that which can be expected of her. She continues to serve out of faith and love for the ones, and in parentheses, the few, who honor and respect her. This cycle of selfless giving is near its end, and the result of her rebalancing shall be devastating to the ones who have abused her and caused this great unbalance. There shall be massive change, and indeed ones will pray for death, yet it will not come. Man has been given every opportunity to make right his wrongs. The negativity and denseness of the ones who can heartlessly take and take and take without a thought as to consequences has led this planet's population to the point of pathetic corruption and savage pestilence, all for the pursuit of an illusion called luxury. Greed and power to control the masses have been the primary driving forces behind the evil ones who desecrate the entire planet. Is your oil so important? No. You ones pollute the air and water with your oil. Why? So that some ones can make you so dependent upon them for basic needs such as transportation, heating, and cooking, that you are convinced you cannot live without it. You can and will live without it. Meanwhile, these ones who are so narrow and self-centered in focus are the ones who will transition, that is, reincarnate, onto the most primitive of planets where they can work out their karmic awareness in a quest towards growth. Many great ones have been sent to assist you ones and bring technology that would negate the need for fossil fuels. They were, and still are, rejected and discredited by the greedy, power-hungry elitists of your planet who have usurped the power of the masses, who themselves are too lazy to think for themselves. You ones have been warned over and over again. You are long past the point of turning this mess around. This message is to inform you ones who are awake enough to hear so that you can have understanding of that which will befall you in the near future. I have great love for you who have come now as volunteers to assist your planetary mother in an attempt to wake up enough people in order to change the unbalanced negative condition into one of a more enlightened and balanced condition. The mind control over the masses is indeed great. None who are controlled are without blame. They must be responsible for their condition, or at least for allowing their mind to be conditioned into a non-thinking and non-caring state. Your advertisers, who are generally the Khazarian mind control manipulators, have told you how you should act and will show you through the news media how you will be treated if you do not follow their guidelines. Meanwhile, God gave you a thinking and reasoning mind. There is no excuse for not using that mind if you are a proper physical functioning. ones who have had their brains cut into and manipulated may have excuse. But what led to the circumstances in which this was allowed? Escape from karmic lessons, perhaps? You see, God knows the heart and knows when ones are afraid due to ignorance. He also knows when ones know better and are not ignorant, but prefer the lustful path of greed and power. You may spew claims of ignorance from your mouths. However, your heart and soul shall be that which will tell the true story. Go within and get honest with yourself, and truly get to know thyself. For self is truly your greatest enemy, and does indeed keep you from manifesting your true potential. Are you afraid of what another might think of you? Do you hold back the truth of God because you are afraid another may laugh at you? Then perhaps you should be reminded of the journey of Esau Emmanuel. Did not the crowds of frightened and ignorant people spit on him, laugh at him, kick him, and finally drive spikes into his flesh? They wanted to shut him up because he spoke truth. They used him as an example to warn others who may be inclined to follow his lead about what would happen if you dare speak truth. No, it is not easy, but then any goal worth pursuing should have a genuine challenge associated with its accomplishment. Why did Emmanuel persist through these things? Because he could see the long-term need and value in accomplishing this task of mankind's awakening. Did he have doubts and fears? Yes. But he knew where the doubts and fears come from. The ego, which is easily manipulated by the adversarial forces. Thus he was able to cast his fears and doubts aside and place trust and faith in higher source. With this faith, he was able to withstand and pass all of his testing. And thus he earned his position as Lord and Overseer of planet Earth Shan and its inhabitants. You ones must come to realize that if your precious little egos are allowed to control you with fear, then you shall indeed manifest that which will continually cast you as the victim. Was Christ a victim? No, he was not. He knew what he had to do and endure prior to doing it. He accepted the job out of love for the souled beings who needed the lessons so that they could grow and step up and out of their ignorance and come into understanding. Many proclaim, "I do not have an ego problem." Then why the need to make such a proclamation? Those with the need to state that they have no ego are the ones who lie to themselves. All have an ego. Some allow it to control them, and some do not. The ego is neither good nor bad. It is, in its basic form, a primitive survival mechanism for the physical expression. Go within and truly look at those things which would embarrass you if another were to find out. Why do you fear them? If you feel embarrassment and the need to hide your actions, then you possess a fear of being found out. This fear of embarrassment is ego-generated. The truth is the truth, and you cannot hide from it. You may very well be able to avoid it for a while, but it is only a matter of time before all shall be exposed. The mental focus and thoughts of those who inhabit the planet are the single most impacting factor on the planet herself. That which you think and dwell upon, you begin to manifest. If negativity from fear and pain is what concerns you the most, then you shall indeed have that. What many do not realize is that each of your energy fields are directly connected with that of the Earth's energy field. She picks up the emotional vibrations that each one projects. The amount of suppressive negativity that exists at this time is so devastating to her that she has become sick to the point of near destruction of her vast loving being. She has petitioned for help, and help she shall have. Get right with your inner self and find internal balance. Cast off the fears and walk within the radiance of knowing that you are a lighted aspect of Creator. Forgive yourself for those things that cause you embarrassment and cast them off as well. Do not judge your brother, for he is seeking to find his way whether he knows it or not. Go forward and honor the God self within. Let go of the past and create a balanced future. In purging out this garbage, you shall, because of the connectedness, help return health and balance to that magnificent planetary being which gives you physical life. My primary concern is that of the solar system and that which affects it. Be assured that your very thoughts affect the overall balance of not only this solar system, but that of the entire known universe. Balance and forgive yourselves. You create your own hells. There is no need for this. I am Sanat Kumara. May this writing help you to understand the importance of that upon which you focus your mind. In light and in truth. Salut.
Salut. And remembering, Sanat Kumara is a master teacher, the Silver Ray. That is a ray of creation. Enjoy these lessons being shared by these masters, because there are hard times ahead where it's going to be very difficult to keep your balance and stay the course. But we can march right through it with great joy, almost untouched, if we choose it that way. And I choose it that way. Keep your spaces clear when you speak and when you invite energies to join you. Your lessons have progressed long enough for enough. You know the difference. You can discern. And yet you can choose anything you want. So it's a little bit time to go beyond the Ouija boards and go into truth. And maybe as you welcome Joseph, maybe he would like to share with some of you his own experiences in space clearing. That is the one question I am asked the most. How do I know I've cleared my space? How do I clear my space? Well, you take control of your space. And you begin to disallow dark energies within that space. And most especially when you are writing or experiencing where it will be shared with others, it's your responsibility to clear your space, but it's their responsibility to clear theirs so that perceptions are not warped. And in speaking of clearing your own space, you will perceive what is within your space. You cannot perceive what is within dormant space. Or the receiver of this writing from Sanat Kumara. But you can perceive what you want to as it affects your space. And that's just one little subject that you might want to take up at break. I am working on agreements and proposals. I'm going to ask that I be excused from this meeting along with Dorma so we can get on with it. And I'm sure that the tea break can be cleared up later. I hesitate to break up the meeting, but I feel that this is priority. So if anyone needs to ask me something, I would hear it. Otherwise, I would be excused, please. All right.
It's about the change of the Earth, and it's going into the fourth dimension, and at the same time, the birthing of the new planet Apollo. Could you explain how that works? I mean, does the Earth go into the fourth dimension about the same time the other planet takes her place, or her previous place, or are there some different actions that could take place at that time? I'm not sure if I'm...
The new planet Earth is being rebirthed. It's already finished. It's already... You have your, quote, parallel universe, remembering that your other dimensions do not manifest, but rather are experiencing alongside you. And as you come into your higher realization, the old will drop away. It is like a locust cover. You will emerge into this higher experience. And also, you don't have to worry about the space interfering with each other. You will have a higher understanding. There will be many changes, and some of them, even in that radiance, will be perceived as pretty bad, pretty negative. But each change will be a positive experience for the higher expression of both the planet as a living being, a Gaia, if you will, and yourselves moving with it. It has very, very little to do with Apollo coming into your orbiting system. That will be a new birthing process to be ready for the movement onto another living planet as you move along in your evolvement in the solar system. Because if you destroy this one, you've got to have another place to shift off to in the solar system before you are ready to make your transition into the higher expression. If you are evacuated off of here and your growth level is not sufficient to move into the dimensional shift, then you will have to be, if the planet is going to go down, you've got to be put somewhere secure at the level of your growth as a species, as a civilization, let's say. Because there will always be the individual exceptions. Some are going to try to tell you Apollo or Apollo is wormwood. It is not. There is a planet called Herculobus or wormwood, the planet of bitterness. It's going to wreak havoc through your solar system. And don't confuse that with the blue beam operation where you get a lot of holographic imaging. There will be some very definite physical expressions and changes from the interference, if you will, of that planet entering into your system. And you're not going to be given to even know what it is.